This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening and welcome to High School Softball, another South Central Conference matchup here on WSMI FM 106.1. My name is David Jenkins. Carl DeBar is with me. We are from Gillespie High School, where the Gillespie Miners will host the Hillsboro Hilltoppers in this South Central Conference matchup. And Carl, we were here earlier this week, saw a pretty good game between Staunton and Gillespie. We should be in for a very good game tonight, and it might be a bit of a pitcher's duel.
You got to believe both teams have very good strikeout pitchers, and you can look forward to, of course, these sometimes turn the other way, but you got to think this could be a one- or two-run ball game very easily.
Taking a look at the starting lineups for each team. First, for the visiting Hilltoppers, leading off will be Katie Shockey. She's in center field. She'll be followed by Sheridan Lyerla, who is the second baseman. Kai Hanner is batting third and pitching today for Hillsboro. Batting fourth is Chloe Beck. She's the first baseman. Batting fifth is Shelby Hooley. She is the shortstop. Batting sixth is Haley Major. She's at third base. Batting seventh is Alexis Wolf. She's catching. Batting eighth is Riley Hemkin. She's in left field. And batting ninth is Hannah Compton. She is the right fielder today. So Shockey, Lyerla, Hanner, Beck, Hooley, Major, Wolf, Hemkin, and Compton. The batting order for Hillsboro as Shockey sees a ball for the first pitch of the game. We are underway. Sydney Hendricks on the mound for Gillespie. And she pitches another one that's high. It's 2-0 on the Hilltopper center fielder. Defensively for the Miners, again, Hendricks pitching. Her battery mate is Mackenzie Casarda. Third baseman is Lexi Bussman. Shortstop, Riley Jarman. There's a pitch on the outside corner for strike one, 2-1 the count to Katie Shockey. Second baseman for Gillespie, Keaton Link, and first baseman, Riley Sardi. Outfield alignment left to right, Shelby Taylor, Allie Clay, and Michaela Hayes, as there's another ball that is outside, and the count is 3-1 on Hillsboro center fielder Katie Shockey. Another three-ball count as make it a four-ball count as Shockey works a leadoff walk for Hillsboro, and that's how similar way the game started with Gillespie the other night, as Staunton had their leadoff person on, and then Hendricks struck out the side.
Well, if you recall, Staunton got a leadoff batter on one way or another at most every inning.
They had a runner on every inning. Sydney Hendricks pitched well, did not have a 1-2-3 inning all night. And showing bunt is Sheridan Lyerla, and she gets it down, but it's foul. So count is quickly 0-1. The difference being, Staunton led off with a base hit. Hendricks walks the leadoff person here, and not a lot of walks in that game. Showing bunt, and a wide lead was a delayed steal on the play, but ended up going back and is safe at first base is Shockey. So we'll do it again. The count is 0-2 on Sheridan Lyerla with a runner on first. Nobody out here in this top of the first inning. South Central Conference matchup between these two teams. The 0-2 pitch. Right down the middle, strike three called, and Hendricks has her first strikeout of the night. And with one out and runner on, that'll bring up Kai Hanner. Again, pitching for the Hilltoppers.
Terry and myself did a ball game with the Toppers and Lincolnwood, and Kai was hitless, even though he had the 10-run plus.
There's a ball outside. A 1-0 the count on Hanner.
Had one of those games, David, where you hit the ball hard, but it's right at someone.
Yeah.
She had a couple line drive outs.
She grips the bat from the right-hand side of the plate, swings and misses at that one. The count 1-1 now. Both these teams decked out in orange tops, black pants. The shade of orange is a little bit different, though, for each team.
Got a deeper orange on the Hilltoppers.
Hanner more of a dark, deep red orange. There's a fly ball off to the right side, and it's going to go out of play, and the count now 1-2. So Hendricks ahead in the count. Hanner for Hillsboro trying to move the runner over or do even more and maybe score from first base. You'll notice Hanner steps on the plate and then backs into the batter's box whenever she's at the plate. And swings and fouls that one off to the right side. We'll do it again. Not sure if that's something for intimidation, maybe trying to throw the pitcher off a little bit. Nevertheless, runner on first. The count is 1-2, only one out here in the top of the first inning. No score. Hillsborough at the plate facing Gillespie. And there's a jammer on that fastball. It goes straight back and out of play. And we'll do it again. The weather a bit warmer here today than it was on Tuesday when we were here. But cloudier.
Cloudier. A little breezier, but not no breeze. Not an effective breeze by no means.
No heavy clouds, but still more cloud cover than there was Tuesday night. The 1-2 pitch on the way from Sidney Hendricks. Fouled off to the right side and out of play. We'll do it again. Good at bat here by Kai Hanner.
Yeah, hopefully we got the ball fetchers. There's one coming in. We're going to run out of them again.
Seems to happen whenever we're at this ballpark.
A lot of foul balls sometimes.
The 1-2 pitch from Sidney Hendricks to Kai Hanner is on the way. Well, that one's low and in the dirt for ball two. The good at bat continues. We welcome those who are listening online to our live or to our stream, I should say, WSMIRadio.com. The 2-2 pitch just missed the inside corner. That works the count full, 3-2. Carl, I forgot to bring my broadcast schedule, so I know we've got games aplenty next week. I just don't know where we are and what days we're doing them. I think there's a game Monday.
I believe so.
I think it's a baseball game.
I believe it's up in Morrisonville, actually.
Yeah, you might be right. Hard ground ball to the first baseman, Sardi. She steps on the bag, fires to second, and she's back safely as Shockey rounded second and dove back into the bag before the tag was applied. So, Hanner does her job and moves the runner over. She grounds out three unassisted. And now with 2 outs, Chloe Beck will bat. She bats with the runner in scoring position. That one is right down the middle for strike one. Beck looking to drive in the first run of the ball game here in the top of the first inning. Something Staunton was not able to do on Tuesday night here at Gillespie. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Beck. Outside and high, ball one. Beck, another right-handed hitter. And the 1-1 pitch on the way from Hendricks. Swing and a miss. It's strike two. Waiting on deck is Shelby Hooley if Beck can extend the inning. Again, the Toppers have a runner on second. Two down here in the top of the first inning. No score between Hillsborough and Gillespie. The pitch on the way to Chloe Beck. Swing and a miss on a pitch that was inside for a strikeout. So two strikeouts in the inning. And Hillsborough strands a runner on second. We head to the bottom of the first. It's Hillsborough 0, Gillespie coming to bat. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar, back with you from Ben Gill Elementary School, or Gillespie High School, where we are ready to begin the bottom of the first inning between Gillespie and Hillsborough. Hillsborough did not score in the top half of the first. Gillespie coming to bat. Leading off will be the shortstop Riley Jarman. She's followed by right fielder Michaela Hayes and catcher Mackenzie Casarda. If anybody can get on, first baseman Riley Sardi will bat. Batting fifth today for Gillespie is Allie Clay. She's in center. Batting sixth is the pitcher Sidney Hendricks. Batting seventh is the third baseman Lexi Bussman. Batting eighth is the designated hitter Sidney Byers. Batting ninth is the second baseman, Keaton Link, and Hanner starts off this ballgame with a strike right down the middle to Riley Jarman. So again, the order for Gillespie, Jarman, Hayes, Casarda, Sardi, Clay, Hendricks, Bussman, Byers, and Link. Swing and a miss on another one down the middle, and it's quickly 0-2 to the Gillespie shortstop. Defensively for the Toppers, again, Kai Hanner on the mound, Alexis Wolf is catching, third baseman is Haley Major, and there's a pop-up straight back and out of play. We'll do it again. Shelby Hooley is at short. Sheridan Lyerla is at second. Chloe Beck is at first. And defensively, left to right in the outfield, it's Riley Hempkin, Katie Shockey, and Hannah Compton. As Jarman gets a piece and fouls it straight back, staying alive.
Kai Henner throws hard, but also has a good changeup this year that we've seen earlier.
Mm-hmm. So the 0-2 pitch on the way to Riley Jarman. It's popped up on the infield. It's going to be caught by the first baseman, Beck, for the first out of the inning. So good start to this ball game for Kai Henner. One up, one down. And that brings in Michaela Hayes, the right fielder for the Miners. Pitch misses the inside corner. It's ball one. Gillespie is coming off of a very good win against Sacred Heart Griffin last night. Swing and a miss by Hayes. Count now 1-1. Understand Gillespie had a lead in that game. Griffin came back to tie it before Gillespie ended up pulling away with a 7-6 win. And there's a ground ball foul. The count now 1-2 on Hayes. But nevertheless, that's a very good win.
Any win against Sacred Heart would be good.
That's right. And they jammed her, and ball is out of play. We'll do it again. I think Sacred Heart Griffin, you could probably correct me if I'm wrong, Carl, they're the Blazers for the girls?
Not sure.
They're the Cyclones for the boys, but I think the girls are the Blazers. I think they're different, which is odd to me. And ball high. The count is now 2-2. Or who knew the female version of a Cyclone would be a Blazer?
Doesn't sound right, does it?
No, it doesn't. But according to Sacred Heart Griffin, that is the case, at least I believe. 2-2 pitch, fouled off to the right side and out of play. Kai Henner, first impressions, very good fastball.
Yeah, very good. Watch Kai when she was a freshman. Yeah. She would tire a little by mid-game, but she's gotten a lot stronger.
2-2 pitch, as that one looked to be a bit of either a breaking pitch or off-speed somehow. Nevertheless, Hayes does stay alive and fouled it off to the left side.
She'll throw that bunny rabbit pitch.
Yeah.
Which I would say she didn't really have that good a command with it, just even last year. She's got much more control now.
On the outside corner, strike three called, and Henner has her first strikeout of the game. Hayes down, looking. That'll bring up Mackenzie Casarda with two outs. Casarda, an RBI single in the first inning of the last game that we did. First pitch that she sees on the inside corner, called strike one. That's something you'll notice Henner doing early here is pitching inside and locating it very well. The 0-1 pitch to Casarda. This one's outside for ball one. Riley Sardi waiting on deck for Gillespie. She had a big game Tuesday against Staunton. 3-for-3 with two home runs. That one low and in the dirt for ball two. 2-1 the count to the Gillespie catcher. Don't forget we will have our Diamonds and Dogs play or player of the game. Diamonds and Dogs at Hillsboro, the best double play combination in town. Swing and a miss, and the count now even, 2-2. Mother's Day will be here soon. So, perfect opportunity to go to Diamonds and Dogs, buy something for that special woman in your life. And the pop-up on the infield, Chloe Beck underneath it and makes the catch for the third inning, for the third out of the inning. So Gillespie goes down in order. We've played one here, and after one, it's Hillsboro 0, Gillespie 0. Back with the top of the second after these messages on WSMI. After one inning of play, it's Hillsboro 0, Gillespie 0. We head to the top of the second, and leading off for the Toppers, Shelby Hooley. She's the shortstop. She's followed by Haley Major and Alexis Wolf. If anybody can reach, Riley Hemkin. Another right-handed batter here for the Toppers. Sydney Henrich still on the mound for Gillespie. She's got two strikeouts so far, only one walk in that first inning. First pitch is a weak ground ball to the second baseman, Link. She fires first for the first out of the inning.
A rarity. Got the first out.
Yeah. Well, she had that in the last game, too, but
always
someone inevitably got on. So Sydney Henrich, I don't know about yesterday because we didn't see the game, but here on WSMI has yet to have a 1-2-3 inning this season. And that brings in Haley Major. And that's a pitch right on the outside corner for strike one.
Which you can end it with a shutout, you don't mind.
No, that's exactly right. Very well-pitched game. The 0-1 pitch to Major. Swing and a miss. It's strike two.
But yeah, she did have quite a few leadoffs. Like at 3-4 in that ball game. There's only 5 innings.
6 innings.
6 innings
total.
6
innings,
yeah. And most of them never got past first, though. She really bared down after that.
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And the third strikeout of the day for Sydney Hendricks. The best hit ball was an error in that game by Staunton. The best hit ball for Staunton was an error in that game in right field.
A shot to the outfielder, and a little misjudgment of it.
Mm-hmm. And that brings up Alexis Wolf. And the first pitch she sees is low for ball one. Hendricks looking for a 1-2-3 inning here. Get her team back in the dugout to bat. Wolf, the catcher for the Toppers. She, like her previous teammates, batting from the right side as there's a strike right down the middle to count 1-1. We've got Cardinals baseball for you this weekend. The Birds are hosting the Cincinnati Reds for the first time this year, playing them for the second time in a week and a half. There's a ball low, 2-1 the count.
If they could only play them 162 games this year,
they would do very well.
I think their record would be outstanding.
They would maybe win 90 games if that were the case. The 2-1 pitch on the way to Alexis Wolf. Inside pitch, grounded right back to the pitcher Hendricks. She fires to Sardi at first, and the side is retired in order. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Hillsboro and Gillespie scoreless. Here from Gillespie High School, you're listening to WSMI, and we're right back after these messages. Leading off for Gillespie in this bottom of the second inning will be Riley Sardi. She'll be followed by Allie Clay and Sydney Hendricks. If anybody can reach and extend the inning, Lexi Busman will bat. Sardi coming off a huge game against Staunton on Tuesday. Don't know what she did yesterday against Sacred Heart Griffin.
But we watched her lead her first at bat.
Yep.
A shot. Home run.
Yep. First two at bats. So the first pitch to the Gillespie first baseman on the way from Kai Hanner swung on and fouled straight back for a quick strike one. Kai Hanner, throwing her warm-up tosses, apparently only throws two. Will not throw any more. Which is fine. To each her own. As Sardi steps out of the box a little bit, calls time. Now she's back. The 0-1 pitch is high and outside. Ball one. Gillespie looking for their first base runner of the game. Hillsboro had one in the top of the first, but was stranded at second as there's a shot into left field for a base hit, the first base hit by either team. It's a leadoff single here in the bottom of the second inning. She is a perfect 4-for-4 here on WSMI this season, Carl.
Definitely wants us around, apparently.
Yeah. And with the leadoff person on, Allie Clay bats. Clay also homered in that game Tuesday night. So the first pitch from Hanner to Allie Clay. She bunted it right off of her leg, and she goes down. Whew. That is rough. We hope she's okay. She's don't know where she hit it on her leg, but I know it hit the bat and bounced off somewhere in the lower half, so they'll give her some time to take a breath and maybe take a few steps to see if she can keep going. That's rough for anybody. That pitch was had some good heat on it.
Like I say, it throws extremely hard.
She's been thrown inside, and that one jammed her just a bit. So again, to reset things, we are in the bottom of the second inning. Scoreless here between Gillespie and Hillsboro. The Miners have a runner on first with nobody out. Riley Sardi led off this inning with a single to left field. Allie Clay at the plate for the moment. The count is 0-1 after she fouled a bunt off of herself. And she'll stay in the ballgame. And the count will be 0-1. That's a adding insult to injury when you're down in the count like that. And she does get the bunt down here. It's a good one. Only play is to first base, and they get the out there. The runner will have to hold at second. So a good sacrifice there by Allie Clay. Good job to stand in there with the bunt after taking one off her leg.
Absolutely good job. Like you say, really dinned that ball. And took a very good play by Major at third to get the ball in time to first baseman for the out.
So sacrifice goes 5-3. It brings up Sydney Hendricks, who bats with a runner on second, only one down. First pitch is fouled straight back onto the roof. It's going to make it on the same side
of
the building.
That's two. Two today.
It's not going to come down. Count 0-1 on Sydney Hendricks. I see two softballs up there right now. Ball high to Hendricks. The count now 1-1. Looks like they got that other softball that was up there the other day. So the 1-1 pitch to Sydney Hendricks. Outside for ball two, 2-1 the count. Lexi Bussman waiting on deck. Provided Hendricks doesn't line into some sort of double play. The 2-1 pitch to Hendricks. And on the inside corner, strike two. The count now even, 2-2. The 2-2 pitch on the way from Kai Hanner is high off speed pitch. It's ball three. The count now full. The first three ball count Gillespie has worked in this game. The 3-2 pitch on the way to Sydney Hendricks. Swing and a miss on the pitch outside for her second strikeout of the game. And now there will be two outs and Lexi Bussman bats for the Miners. Bussman looking to get in that first run of the ball game. First pitch she sees inside for ball one. Hanner for Hillsboro trying to work around a leadoff single. That runner now at second base after the sacrifice. The 1-0 pitch to Lexi Bussman. Swing and a miss, strike one. It is a little bit of a chilly day here, but a nice day nonetheless. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Bussman fouls it straight back, and now she's down in the count, 1-2. Good turnout here for both schools. Not a lot of seating room left. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, and Hanner strikes out her second in the inning, the third of the game. And Gillespie strands a runner on second. We head to the top of the third inning. Scoreless here between Gillespie and Hillsboro. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from Gillespie High School. We're scoreless heading into the top of the third inning. And Hillsboro coming to bat. They will have the 8, 9, and 1 batters in their order. So it's Riley Hempkin, Hannah Compton, and then back to the top of the order in Katie Shockey. Sydney Hendricks pitching very well so far. Three strikeouts on the day, only one walk through two innings so far. And now up steps Riley Hempkin from the right side of the plate. Hendricks and Hanner both matching zeros in this first two innings of play. And first pitch from Hendricks is low for ball one to Riley Hempkin. Hempkin in left field for the Toppers. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Swings and fouls it straight back, 1-1. A lot of these pitches fouled straight back by both teams. Nobody getting good contact on the ball.
Yeah, most outs have been pretty weak ground balls or pop-ups.
There's a ball in the dirt. Count now, 2-1 to Riley Hempkin. Waiting on deck, Hannah Compton, the right fielder for Hillsboro. 2-1 pitch to Hempkin. Lined right back up the middle off the glove of Hendricks to the second baseman, Link, and gets her out at first just in time. A heck of a play by Riley Link, and Hendricks might have kept the base hit from happening there, deflecting it to the second baseman.
I pretty much think that'd be the case. The ball would have probably shot on through the infield.
Mm-hmm. So it goes 1-4-3 on the ground out, and that'll bring up Hannah Compton. Hendricks does get credit for that. pitch inside for ball one to the top or right fielder.
And a lot of times when a pitcher deflects the ball, it actually screws the infielder up and can't make the play. In this case, I think it was necessary.
Yes, it was. 1-0 pitch, fouled straight back. Count now even, 1-1. Hillsborough still looking for their first hit of the ballgame. The leadoff batter, Shockey, walked to begin this game, but was stranded at second base. 1-1 pitch on the way to Hannah Compton. Fouled straight back, and now she's down in the count, 1-2. Looking for the first run of the game here. Scoreless in the top of the third. 1-2 pitch, high and outside, ball two. Game going by at a pretty good pace. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred would be proud. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped at the right end of the catcher's glove for another strikeout. This time off the bat of Hannah Compton. And now back to the top of the order in Katie Shockey, who walked and was stranded at second in the first inning. That's the fourth strikeout of the game for Sydney Henricks. Shockey, the left-handed batter for Hillsborough, the only lefty in the lineup for the Toppers. There's a strike on the outside corner. She's behind 0-1. Shockey wears the number 0. 0-1 pitch. Outside, thought about it, but the count even, 1-1. One pitch on the way from Sydney Henricks to Katie Shockey. It's fly ball, left center field. Going back is Clay. Back at the wall. It's gone. We've got our first run of the game, courtesy of Katie Shockey, with two outs here in the top of the third inning.
No doubt about her, and she really just went with the pitch. The pitch was a little outside and high, and she just took it that way.
So Hillsborough strikes first with a 1-0 lead after the solo shot by Katie Shockey, and now Sheridan Lyerla bats with the bases empty and two outs here in the top of the third inning. So Henricks will try and regroup here for Gillespie after giving up her first run today. First run allowed here on the radio. That'll probably be a theme today. That's what happens when you get back-to-back games with the same opponent. Or one of the same teams, I should say. First pitch to Lyerla, high for ball one. It'll be interesting to see how Henricks reacts here, facing a deficit.
She knew she was going to be into a tough ball game here.
Swing and a miss. And count now even, 1-1. Hillsborough, the 1-0 lead here in the top of the third inning after the home run by Katie Shockey and a swing and a miss by Lyerla. The count now 1-2. Left-handed batter took the ball to left center field and over the fence. The 1-2 pitch to Lyerla, low for ball two. It'll also be interesting to see how Kai Hanner comes out in the bottom half of the inning with a lead for the Toppers. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way to Sheridan Lyerla. Swing and a miss, strike three, another strikeout, the fifth of the day for Sydney Henricks. But the Toppers do score, and as we head to the bottom of the third inning, it's Hillsborough 1, Gillespie nothing. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. Leading off for Gillespie in this bottom of the third inning will be Sydney Byers. She's followed by Keaton Link, and then back to the top of the order in Riley Jarman. The Miners see a 1-0 deficit here as they bat in the bottom of the third after the home run by Katie Shockey in the top half of the inning. Byers, the designated hitter, player in this game for Gillespie, batting for Shelby Taylor, who's the left fielder. She swings and misses at the first pitch there for a quick strike one. Byers wearing a pullover over her jersey. She swings and misses that one for strike two. Doing whatever you can to stay warm. in this cool afternoon.
But comfortable.
So much this
comfortable
is true.
From what we've seen.
Swing and a miss. Three straight pitches. Three strikes.
Number four.
And that brings up Keaton Link, the number nine hitter in the Gillespie order. We see some people covered in blankets here at the ballpark. She shows bunt, bunting for a base hit, and can't square it up enough. It's fouled off, four strike one. What's your favorite baseball slash softball movie, Carl?
I don't know.
I don't know?
Think about that for a while.
Okay. Mine's Major League. I'll just give it to you right now. Yeah. As Link bunts it, but right to the third baseman. Throw is away. And Keaton Link reaches on a one-out error by the third baseman, Haley Major.
I have to go through some of them. Major League would be one.
Yeah. And that brings up Riley Jarman, the shortstop for Gillespie, who's 0-for-1 after popping out to the first baseman. First pitch that she sees is bunted right back to the pitcher. Hanner has it, is going to go to second, and she gets the out there. And Link advances to second on the play. So sacrifice good goes 1-3 on the play. And that'll bring up Michaela Hayes with two outs and a runner on second. Major League is my favorite. I like the movie The Rookie with Dennis Quaid. That's one of my personal favorites.
Yeah, The Natural.
The Natural. First pitch to Michaela Hayes. Swing and a miss. Four strike one. Bull Durham would be one. Field of Dreams.
The Field of Dreams, yeah.
The 0-1 pitch to Hayes outside for ball one. Trying to remember some more. I know there's more.
Right. Well, I'm putting Bull Durham maybe as mine right
1-1.
Now.
Off-speed pitch is high for ball two. 2-1 the count.
Quite a few of them I put in the same category.
Yeah.
I enjoyed them a lot.
Eight men out's a really good one about the 1919 Black Sox. White
Not
Sox
even sure I've seen that one.
It's a good one. And there's a foul ball bunted. Four strike two. Two the count. It's actually neat on another level because you get to see Ray Schock depicted, who's an area boy. Ray Schock, born in Harville, went to Litchfield High School. I believe he went to Litchfield High School. The 2-2 pitch to Michaela Hayes. Down the middle for strike three, and Hillsboro is out of the inning. Gillespie strands another runner. That's their second left on the day. We go to the top of the fourth inning. It's Hillsboro 1, Gillespie 0. You're listening to WSMI. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from Gillespie High School. Hillsboro coming to bat, leading Gillespie 1-0, courtesy of the Katie Shockey solo home run in the third inning. Leading off for the Toppers will be Kai Hanner, followed by Chloe Beck and Shelby Hooley. If anybody reaches, Haley Major. Hanner grounded out to the pitcher, or first baseman, in the first inning. First pitch that she sees from Sydney Hendricks is outside for ball one. Hendricks has five strikeouts on the day, only one walk, but she has allowed that one home run. The 1-0 pitch to Kai Hanner. Popped up on the infield, no, it's going to come straight back, and out of play.
Just barely.
Just out of Carl's reach.
Too far away. I'd have to get up.
Yeah. My hands are cold enough, it probably would have broke something if I would have tried to catch it. So the count is 1-1 on the Hillsboro pitcher. Waiting on deck is Chloe Beck. 1-1 pitch to Hanner. In the dirt for ball two. I don't remember what the movie was called, but the one with John Goodman starring, playing Babe Ruth.
Well, yeah.
Was it called The Babe?
Could be just The Babe, something like
that. I think
so,
yeah.
I know which one you're talking
about. That
was
a good one. The recent movie, 42, about Jackie Robinson was okay.
That was a pretty good movie.
The 2-1 pitch on the way to Kai Hanner. In the dirt for ball three, 3-1, the count. A lot of people love The Sandlot. Not a personal favorite of mine. I watched it too late.
The kid ones?
Yeah, I think that was geared more towards kids. I saw it when I was in my 20s for the first time, so I didn't...
Then you could throw in the Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears would be another one. Probably the first one.
Yes.
Because that was another one with a lot of sequels. The 3-1 pitch on the way to Kai Hanner outside, and Hanner works a leadoff walk. And that'll bring up Hillsborough first baseman Chloe Beck. Mr. 3000 is another one with Bernie Mac. That's a solid one. By the end of this game, I might have all the baseball movies I remember
named. It's like a lot of those I've seen, but I could not tell you if you just asked me. Good bunt.
Bunt right to the third baseman, Bussman. She fires to first for the first out of the inning, but the sacrifice is good. It gets Hanner over to second base with only one down. And that brings up Shelby Hooley, who grounded to the second baseman, and her only at bat.
And as long as you put the ball in play, you got that chance not only to get the runner over, but if you have a miscue, the runner could score.
Not to say anything bad about either of these two teams defensively, but you never know in high school ball. First pitch is lying down the right field line, foul for a loud strike one. I know there's somebody listening who's saying, you know, you're forgetting this movie. How could you be forgetting
this
movie?
Sure, their favorite movie.
Yeah.
We're forgetting that one.
Benchwarmers was another one that's not really highly critically acclaimed. It was a solid movie geared more towards kids, but about Little League Baseball nonetheless. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a pitch out of the zone, and Hooley's behind in the count, 0-2. Oh, A League of Their Own, one of my favorites. That's a classic. That would probably be my second favorite baseball movie behind Major League. 0-2 pitch to Hooley is lined into right center field. That could get down. It does. It's going to go all the way to the wall, and one run is going to score. That's Hanner all the way from second base, and Shelby Hooley has an RBI double here in the top of the fourth inning to extend this Hillsborough lead to 2-0.
Yeah, it's a very big run, giving a lot of cushion how Kai Hanner's been pitching.
Oh, yeah. Now with one out and a runner on second base again, Haley Major bats. Again, the score now 2-0. Hillsborough leading in the top of the fourth. Major bats, and the pitch is outside and high for ball one. So far, our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game is the home run by Katie Shockey. Got to give it to a home run. It was as well struck as that. 1-0 pitch to Major. She's showing bunt, and it's low, and 2-0 is the count. They're going to appeal, and she did not offer at the pitch, so it is 2-0. Hooley got quite a ways off the bag on that bunt attempt, though, or on that pitch, I should say. Pitch on the inside corner for strike one, 2-1 the count. Hillsborough scored their first run in the top of the third off of a solo home run by Katie Shockey. Their second run off an RBI double from Shelby Hooley just a moment ago. And Major showing bunt. Bunts it foul. The count now even, 2-2.
Both teams have managed to get a bunt down, but I tell you, it's tough against these hard-throwing pitchers.
It is. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Haley Major is swung on and missed for strike three, the sixth of the game from Sydney Hendricks. And now with two outs, Alexis Wolf will bat.
Put that one on a good outside, probably a little off the plate. Got her to chase.
Gillespie is 10-3 on the season, 4-0 in South Central Conference play. And the first pitch to Alexis Wolf outside for ball one. Hillsborough, I don't know that they gave me that record, but I'll surely check here. Nope, they didn't. A strike right down the middle to Alexis Wolf, and it's 1-1. Game moving on at a fairly decent pace. Already in the top of the fourth. 1-1 pitch. Outside for ball two.
Well, both these teams have good records. We'll put it that way. We know that. And Well, if we're looking to get pretty good high seeds, I think, in the upcoming regional.
The 2-1 pitch goes to the backstop, and it's a ball. And Hooley advances to third on the wild pitch. So the count now 3-1 on Alexis Wolf. Runner at third base now with two down. She will score on a hit. The 3-1 pitch on the way to Alexis Wolf. Swung on and missed for strike two. Count now full. The first three-ball count Hillsborough has seen. Nope. That's the third Hillsborough three-ball count. My mistake. I missed a couple batters. Right down the middle, strike three called, and Hendricks has her seventh strikeout of the game. But Hillsborough does score another run after 3.5. It's Hillsborough 2, Gillespie nothing. You're listening to WSMI, and we're right back after these messages. To the bottom of the fourth we go, and we're in the 3-4-5 hitters in the Gillespie order. The Miners trail Hillsborough 2-0 in this inning. It'll be Mackenzie Casarda, Riley Sardi, and Allie Clay batting. If the inning is extended, Sydney Hendricks will bat. Casarda 0-for-1 after flying out to the first baseman in the first inning. She lays down a bunt right back to the pitcher, Hanner. Hanner throws it to first for the first out of the inning. That's what you like if you're Hanner. One pitch, one out.
Good attempt, but she got the bunt right to Hanner.
Yeah, obviously
didn't have
she
to make any play at all, to her left or right, just right to her.
Yeah, obviously she was bunting for a hit there, and it went right back to the pitcher, so not where she wanted to bunt it. First pitch to Sardi now is a ball, so she's ahead in the count, 1-0. She singled and was stranded at second in her only at-bat. And an off-speed pitch for a strike.
Changeup.
We've seen her throw that. We'll see if she goes inside to the left-handed Sardi. She's thrown inside to a bunch of right-handed batters, but Sardi, the lone left-hander in this lineup. This one is sprayed down the left field line for a foul ball, and the count now 1-2 on the minor first baseman. Again, we welcome those who are listening online, WSMIRadio.com. We love our online audience. There's a pitch outside, the count now even, 2-2. Kai Hanner looking for her sixth strikeout of the game. The 2-2 pitch to Sardi. Outside.
She hasn't gotten to too many 3-2s either.
No.
No walks.
Only one 3-2 count. One three-ball count prior to this
one.
Oh,
there it is.
Good off-speed pitch, and Sardi is down swinging for the second out of the inning.
I hadn't seen that one yet, and that's what I was talking about in her first game, where she struck out every out in the ball game.
She was saving it, and boy, did she use it there. So now with two down, Allie Clay bats, and she pops it up off to the right side and out of play for strike one. Clay, if you'll remember, bunted the ball right off her leg in her first at-bat for a foul ball, and then got the sacrifice down the very next pitch. So the first pitch, or the 0-1 pitch, I should say, bunted again, this time for a base hit. She might make it, and she's going to reach with an infield single.
That's what you want to do, is force the first baseman to make the play, which means not only does the first baseman have to feel it and turn and throw, second baseman's got to be there to throw too.
That's right.
That's a hard combination, actually. So that's your best bunting technique, and she did a good job of laying it down there.
And that brings up Sydney Hendricks, who bats with two down and a runner on first now. And first pitch inside for ball one. The runner's going. The throw's there, and she's out.
Perfect throw.
So Clay is cut down, attempting to steal, and we'll head to the top of the fifth inning. Hillsborough still leading 2-0. You're listening to WSMI. We're right back after these messages. So Gillespie has a runner thrown out trying to steal second, and that makes us go into the top of the fifth inning. Hillsborough will bat, and it'll be the 8-9-1 hitters in their order, Riley Hempkin, Hannah Compton, and Katie Shockey. Hempkin grounded out 1-4-3 in her first at-bat. A line drive that was off the glove of the pitcher, deflected to the second baseman, and the ball is low for ball one. Hillsborough leading Gillespie 2-0 in the top of the fifth. Swing and a miss at that one. Count 1-1. Sydney Hendricks, 7 strikeouts on the day. Only 1 walk. Has allowed 2 earned runs. The 1-1 pitch. Grounded right up the middle. Is it going to get to the shortstop? It does. Jarman has it, but can't make a play, as that's going to be an infield single for Riley Hempkin. She did bobble it a little bit, but that's a tough play to make. I think she might have beat it out anyway.
Ball stayed down, and like you say, even if she fields it totally cleanly, I don't think she has a play, so you pretty much have to give the hit. No.
That's right. And showing bunt is Compton, who bats right to the third baseman. Bussman fires to first, and the sacrifice is good. 5-3.
Well, that is a big run out there.
Yes, it is. Now Hillsborough back to the top of the order, and Katie Shockey with the runner on second, only 1 out. Good fundamental baseball, fundamental softball here being played by Hillsborough. We're not playing baseball, we're playing softball.
Just the bigger ball.
Yeah. Smaller field. Oh, line drive base hit right up the middle for Katie Shockey. She's got 2, and that's going to drive in another run as it goes all the way to the wall. She's thinking 3. Is she going to make it? She slides, and she is out at third base, trying to stretch a double into a triple. She had an extra base hit, but was thrown out, trying to turn it into a triple. She was going for the cycle there, Carl.
I mean, she was really, and it's hard to get a triple. Let's face it, in softball.
It is.
You almost have to have a little defensive miscue, I think, to get there, where Gillespie handled it well. It was split right between center field and right fielder, and they just got it in quick.
First pitch now to Sheridan Lyerla with 2 outs and nobody on is low for ball 1. She is 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. Ground ball right back to the pitcher and Hendricks, and she fires to first base for the third out of the inning. But Hillsborough does get a run for the third straight inning. They lead this one 3-0. We head to the bottom of the 5th inning. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. Hillsborough extends their lead yet again for another inning. It's 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the 5th inning. Gillespie coming to bat. It'll be the 6th, 7th, and 8th place hitters in the minor order. It'll be Sydney Hendricks, Lexi Bussman, and Sydney Byers. Hendricks started to bat in the last inning for Gillespie, but Allie Clay was thrown out stealing on the first pitch.
And a little asterisk by Wolf on a great throw out, because that was an excellent throw by...
First pitch, Hendricks pops it up on the infield. Hooley going back. No, now it gets to the outfield, and Katie Shockey comes in to make the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out.
This game has really picked up a pace, even with the 1 run scored that last inning. It's about as fast as you can have an inning.
That's right. So Lexi Bussman bats now with 1 out and nobody on. First pitch, she's showing bunt, trying to bunt for base hit. And the first baseman, rather than tagging the runner, will throw to first base for the second out of the inning. 2 pitches, 2 outs.
Although it's hard on Kai's strikeout total, she'll take it any time and get it with 2 outs and just 2 pitches.
So now Sydney Byers bats with the bases empty and 2 down. Byers has shed the pullover that she was wearing earlier. First pitch, inside for ball 1. So she will not have a 3-pitch inning.
No. That's rare in any sport.
It is. 1-0 pitch is swung and missed for strike 1.
In fact, in the old days, I'm sure they were told the third batter, you have to take a pitch.
Yeah. The 1-1 pitch on the way, swung on and fouled straight back. The count now 1-2. Could be a 6-pitch inning with a strike here. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Byers, fouls it straight back, and we'll do it again.
You know, kind of set up for that changeup again.
Yeah. Gillespie needing base runners here. 1-2 pitch on the way to Sydney Byers. Swung on and missed at the off-speed pitch. She pulled the trigger again and gets her 7th strikeout of the game. We head to the top of the sixth inning. Hillsboro leads Gillespie 3-0. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI.
She really didn't have that going early.
Nope.
And that's what she struck out a lot of them on. I mean, they'd swing, that ball would drop off right at the plate.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't show that off-speed pitch the first time through the order.
I don't think she could throw it. It wasn't comfortable or something was wrong at
first.
Well,
honestly, that's the way to do it. If you have an out pitch like that, but you have good enough stuff, you don't throw it your first time through the order. You save it. If you have two-plus pitches.
See, basically, she used it if the girl fouled her off a couple times, but she used it. Boom,
yeah.
Strike out.
FM 106. Leading off in the top of the sixth inning for Hillsboro will be Kai Hanner. She's followed by Chloe Beck and Shelby Hooley. If anybody can reach, Haley Major will bat. The Toppers have a 3-0 lead as we bat in the top of the sixth inning. Sydney Hendricks still on the mound for Gillespie. 7 strikeouts, only 1 walk, and first pitch is outside, 4-1.
Cindy's pitched a good game, and actually Polly pitched less pitches in this game than she did her shutout in 5 innings. But on the same token, Hillsboro's had some big key hits.
1-0 pitch to Hanner outside, 4-2. Hanner, 0-1 on the day. She grounded out to the first baseman in the first inning, then walked and scored in the fourth. A 2-0 pitch on the way from Sydney Hendricks to Kai Hanner. Outside, just missed the corner, and it's 3-0. Waiting on deck, Chloe Beck for the Toppers. The 3-0 pitch on the inside corner, strike one called. Hanner might get a pitch to hit here. We'll see. Definitely the count in her favor. 3-1 pitch on the way to the Hillsboro pitcher. Grounded to the shortstop, Jarman. She lets it right through the legs, and Hanner is on after the leadoff error. Jarman pulled her glove up too soon, and the ball scooted right underneath into left field. That's pretty easy to score right there, Carl.
Yes, indeedy.
So Hillsboro has their leadoff batter on again. And Chloe Beck bats, who is 0-1, I should say, because she did sacrifice. She'll try to sacrifice here again as the third baseman, Bussman, fires to first for the first out of the inning. Sacrifice is good, 5-3.
Well, that's a tough chore, but Hendricks needs to find a way to keep that runner from scoring because 4 runs is going to be really tough to get off Kai Hanner.
Yes, it is. 3 runs seems astronomical right now. Shelby Hooley bats. She got an RBI double in her last plate appearance. She's 1-2. She shows bunt, and it is inside, 4-1, as she pulled back just in time. Toppers have a runner on second, only 1 down. They lead Gillespie 3-0 in the top of the sixth inning. 1-0 pitch to Hooley. It is grounded past the third baseman and shortstop. Jarman has it. Going to be a long throw. No throw. And she just stuck it in her back pocket. An infield single by Shelby Hooley as Hanner advances to third as the ball went past the outstretched Bussman.
Yeah, once that happened, once it's by the third baseman shortstop deep in the hole, she's not going to throw him out at first.
No.
That's just too long of a throw.
And Haley Major bats now for the Toppers. She's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. She's got runners on the corners, though, with only 1 down. And she grounds it past the diving shortstop, Jarman, into left field for an RBI single. And the Toppers still with runners in scoring position now, runners at first and second. Good piece of hitting there by Haley Major. Now Hillsboro getting a bit more aggressive, swinging at the first pitch.
Can I have a little powwow at home, or I should say at the pitching mound?
That was an unearned run charged to Hendricks.
Right. Reached on an error.
Yep.
It's amazing how an error or a walk can start a big inning sometimes.
It is.
Right now, this has the makings of one for the Hilltoppers.
So Alexis Wolf bats now with runners on first and second, only one down. Wolf is 1-for-2 on the day with a single and scored in the fifth inning. And the ground out, 1-4-3 in the third. And a strike called to Wolf there. Looking to extend this lead, but as you said, a 4-0 lead with the way Kai Hanner's pitching. Not good for Gillespie, but plenty of ball game left. Outside as Wolf initially offered the bunt, but pulled it back in time. The count now 1-1. They're appealing to see if she went, if she showed bunt. Oh, they're going to say she showed it, so it's 0-2. So 0-2 the count now after the appeal goes Gillespie's way. 0-2 pitch on the way to Alexis Wolf. In the dirt, 4-1. Toppers looking to add on more here. They lead 4-0 in the top of the sixth inning over Gillespie. They've got runners on first and second. The 0-2 pitch, or 1-2 pitch rather, to Alexis Wolf. High, 4-2. Waiting on deck is Riley Hemkin. I totally looked at Riley Hemkin's box score when giving Alexis Wolf stat. Riley Hemkin is 1-for-2. As Wolf pops it up, out past the outstretched glove of Riley Sardi. And the bases will be loaded here with only one down. What do you think, Carl? You
well,
beat my judgment. Error on the first baseman?
Basically, all she had to do is take a step back.
Yeah. I had to agree with you.
Got frozen where she was standing for some reason.
I would agree with you. So Wolf 0-for-3 on the day, but is on first base on the error there. I said she was 1-for-2, but she was 0-for-2 coming into that bat. Now Riley Hemkin, who is 1-for-2 bats, with the bases loaded, only one down.
And we'll have courtesy runner for Wolf.
Yes, she was the catcher. I didn't quite catch the number on
number 15.
Okay.
We got that.
We do.
Maybe.
Claire Tester. Ball
well,
in
ball
the
gets
dirt,
away.
Gets away, and a run's going to score the fifth run of the game. And now the other runners will advance as well off the wild pitch. So it'll be runners on second and third now. Still only one out. And run home in this inning. 5-0, Hillsborough with the lead in the top of the sixth. This inning just keeps going on for Gillespie. 1-0 pitch is high for 2. Hemkin's single was an infield single when she reached that. She did come around to score on the RBI double by Katie Shockey. 2-0 pitch outside and high, 3-0 the count. I imagine Hemkin will not be swinging here, but we'll see. The 3-0 pitch on the way from Sydney Hendricks to Riley Hemkin. Swung on, right back up the middle, base hit on the 3-0 pitch. A run scores, and the runner at second moves to third on the play. An RBI single, her second single of the day for Riley Hemkin. And that brings up Hannah Compton with runners on the corners. Still only one down in Hillsborough, a 6-0 lead in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch to Compton is outside for 1. The inning goes on. Hillsborough came into this inning. Was it 3-0 into the inning, or was it 4?
Three run.
That's right, three.
Yeah,
three runs
lead.
In this inning, yeah. Oh, that one got her leg, and she's going to go to first base as she's hit by the pitch. And the base is loaded once again in the inning. So nowhere to put the leadoff batter, Katie Shockey, who has hit the ball the hardest of any topper batter. And
isn't that how it usually turns out in a ballgame?
Yeah.
And Cindy Hendricks just has kind of been in a struggle here with control, too.
Shockey, a home run in the third to give Hillsborough the lead, and a double, RBI double, in the fifth, and was thrown out at third, trying to stretch that into a triple. First pitch she sees here, check swing out of play for strike one. the Shockey is the eighth person to bat in this inning. Still only one down. Bases are loaded. The 0-1 pitch to Shockey. In the dirt. Good block there by Casarda. Count is 1-1. Casarda fired down to third to try and throw out Claire Tester, but she made it back in safely. Tester again, the courtesy runner for Alexis Wolf, who is today's Hillsboro catcher. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Katie Shockey. Low and outside, ball two. Gotta be careful, Carl, if you're Hendricks, nowhere to put her.
Nowhere to put her, and a dangerous batter.
Seven strikeouts on the day for Hendricks so far, one walk and one hit batter. The 2-1 pitch on the outside corner, strike two, evens up the count, 2-2. A strikeout here would be big. That cannot be overstated. So here's the 2-2 pitch on the way from Sidney Hendricks to Katie Shockey. Swing and a miss at a pitch off speed. And Shockey is down.
That was the biggest strikeout for Sidney today.
Yes, it was.
So now a shot to get out of the inning.
Sheridan Lyerla bats, who is 0-3 on the day. With the bases loaded, two down, and the pitch is in the dirt for ball one.
She's definitely struggling with her release point. She's been way high and thrown several like that, running on the ground.
Almost rolling.
Yeah.
The 1-0 pitch on the way to Lyerla. That one was higher, but still low. It's 2-0. So she can be very selective now, ahead in the count, 2-0, Ken Lyerla. The 2-0 pitch. That one makes its way higher for strike one, 2-1. Sneaking up into the zone is Sidney Hendricks. 6-0 our score, Hillsboro with the bases loaded and the lead here in the top of the sixth inning over Gillespie. 2-1 pitch in the dirt again, and now it's 3-1 on the topper second baseman. Now she really can be selective because there's absolutely nowhere to put her. The 3-1 pitch on the way to Sheridan Lyerla. On the inside corner, strike two. Big pitch here as the runners will probably be off with the pitch. The pitch. Swung on, popped up on the infield. Is it going to stay in play? No, it just goes over the fence. So we'll do it again. That a little bit unfortunate. Hillsboro led 3-0 coming into this inning. Now their lead is 6-0. They bat with the bases loaded. Two down in the top of the sixth inning. Six runs feels like 15 with the way Kai Hanner is pitching for the Toppers. 3-2 pitch is blooped up the middle. Jarman has it at short. Fires to first, and she is safe at first. That's an infield hit. You can't do anything about that. It was close. But just beat the throw. You knew it was going to be close, too. So the catcher, Casarda, will go out to the mound to have a word with Hendricks. And score now 7-0 after the RBI infield single by Sheridan Lyerla. That'll bring up Kai Hanner, who led off this inning, reaching on an error. Hanner, the 10th person to bat in the inning. She is 0-2, with a walk and two runs scored. So the first pitch to Hanner in the top of the sixth inning here with a 7-0 lead for the Toppers. Low and outside. Ball gets away, but the runners will stay. And the count is 1-1. Things have unraveled here for Gillespie in this top of the sixth inning. The 1-0 pitch on the way to Kai Henner. Grounded to the second baseman, Link. She can't field it cleanly, and another run scores, another two-run score, and it's 9-0 in the top of the sixth inning after the error by the second baseman.
And all of a sudden, you got that potential winning run at third base if you can just shut them down, the minors, that is, in the next bottom of the
inning.
That's
right. They could shorten this game, which we didn't think could happen the way it was going.
And we're going to have, I believe, pitching change.
So we'll have a pitching change. We'll step aside. Again, our score, Hillsborough 9, Gillespie 0. Topper still batting here in the top of the sixth inning with two outs and runners on first and third. You're listening to WSMI. We're right back after these messages. That's Byers. She was the designated hitter.
All right, thank you.
Did you see, did Henricks go somewhere? Did she just come out?
Well, she went in the dugout first, so can she become the designated player?
I don't know.
And they just stay in the lineup?
I honestly don't know.
I don't either. We'll find out later. I didn't see her come out. Okay, one's going in for 10.
Oh, yes. 10 was at second base. So Link is out. And one is Hannah Barrett.
I spelled Barrett.
B-A-R-R-E-T-T. FM 106. So Sydney Byers into the game pitching for Gillespie now. She was a designated hitter. She replaces Sydney Henricks. And we believe Henricks is out of the game for now. We don't know if she can become the designated hitter or not.
Or just stay in the same lineup.
Yeah. There's a strike on the outside corner.
Time will tell.
To Chloe Beck for strike one. Beck, the 11th person to bat in this inning. Score 9-0. In the top of the sixth inning, Hillsborough with runners on first and third, two down. And a foul ball straight back, and the count now 0-2 on Chloe Beck. Runner at first and third, runners at first and third. If Hillsborough can get one more run across in this inning, they can shut it down in the next half inning. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Chloe Beck. Popped up. It's going to come in. Is the right fielder? No, the second baseman has it. That is Hannah Barrett, fresh into the ballgame. And Hillsborough is finally retired, but they score six runs. And after 5.5, it's Hillsborough 9, Gillespie nothing. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. Hillsborough batted around and then some in the top of the sixth inning. They lead 9-0 as we play the bottom half of the inning. Gillespie coming to bat. Leading off for the Miners will be Hannah Barrett, who's fresh into the ballgame. She replaced Keaton Link. She's followed by Riley Jarman and Michaela Hayes. Strike one called to Hannah Barrett. Link, whose day is done, reached on an error and was stranded at second back in the third inning. Shows bunt, and it's fouled, so strike two quickly on Hannah Barrett. Kai Hanner has 7 strikeouts on the day, no walks, and no hit batsmen. Looking to make quick work of the Miners here in the bottom of the sixth. The 0-2 pitch to Barrett, high for ball one. Barrett came in late in the game on Tuesday against Staunton. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled off to the right side and out of play. Nine nothing, Hillsborough with the lead over Gillespie as the Miners bat in the bottom of the sixth. And there's another nasty off-speed pitch. Gets Barrett swinging for the 8th strikeout of the game for Kai Hanner. Now we're back to the top of the order in Riley Jarman.
And Kai Hanner's only using it for that strike three. She doesn't even show it during an all-right bat out of the zone.
There's a line drive into right center field for a base hit off the bat of Riley Jarman. And Gillespie might get a one-out rally here started. They've got a runner on first. Michaela Hayes now bats for the Miners. She's 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. The pitch on the way from Hanner. Outside for ball one. There's a calm demeanor for Kai Hanner. Doesn't say much while on the field, it appears at least. And there's a ground ball to the second baseman, Lyerla. She muffs it. And Hayes is going to reach on the error by the second baseman.
And error is what started the big rally for the Hilltoppers as they scored about 6 runs in the 6th inning, from the top of this inning.
So, Miners with runners on first and second, only one down, and Mackenzie Casarda bats. She's 0 for 2 on the day. First pitch that she sees is high for ball one. Gillespie trying to push across their first run of the game. Looked like it was going to be a pitcher's duel, turned into a blow-up in the top half of this inning. Fouled straight back and out of play, it's 1-1.
Ooh, number 3 on the roof.
3 softballs on the roof, how about that? Running low. So, Riley Sardi waiting on deck. Big bat for the Miners. There's a pitch that's high and outside, ball 2. Now Gillespie being a lot more patient and selective here in this inning at the plate. Hanner trying to work around a single and error. Off-speed pitch there. And Casarda was ahead of it. She grounds it foul. The count 2-2. We'll see if she goes back to the off-speed, or maybe she'll go to the heater here. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Casarda. Indeed she did. It's fouled straight back. A silent domination on the mound for Kai Hanner. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball popped up into shallow left center field. Shockey is coming on and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And now Riley Sardi bats with runners on first and second, 2 down.
And Kai Hanner get out of this inning. She's looking to cruise in, but just one more inning to go.
First pitch to Sardi, pops straight back and out of play. 4, strike 1. She got Sardi swinging on an off-speed pitch her last time up. That one is outside for ball 1. Tomorrow morning, you can hear all the area sports scores on Sports Saturday at 7, or excuse me, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30, and then you hear them again on Sports Saturday at 9:03. There's a ball that's outside, count now 2-1. Got a couple of special guests we hope to talk to tomorrow. The 2-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss by Riley Sardi. Count even 2-2. One is trying to organize a Greenville Hillsboro football alumni game. The other, hopefully, will be speaking with Carlinville Athletic Director Darren Deneve. Swing and a miss by Riley Sardi, and she's down swinging for the second time today. We head to the top of the 7th. It's Hillsboro 9, Gillespie nothing. You're listening to WSMI, and we're right back after these messages. Well, Hillsboro will have the 5, 6, and 7 hitters in their lineup coming up. That's Shelby Hooley, Haley Major, and Alexis Wolf. They bat in the top of the 7th with a 9-0 lead over Gillespie. Sydney Byers still on the mound for the Miners. So the first pitch on the way from Byers to Shelby Hooley in this top of the 7th inning. Fly ball into center field. Allie Clay going back. She's under it, and she makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out. Good start here for Sydney Byers. Now Haley Major bats, and Major is 1-for-3 with an RBI single and 2 strikeouts. A ground ball to the second baseman. Barrett has it, fires to first, and she's safe. Infield single for Haley Major. Nothing you could do there. That's what speed will do for you. So now Alexis Wolf bats with a runner on first and one out. Wolf, a ground out to the pitcher, a strikeout, and reached on an error and scored. So she is 0-for-3 on the day. Again, our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game thus far. The first run of the game, a solo home run by Katie Shockey back in the third inning. Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro, the best double play combination in town. Wolf sees ball one here in the top of the seventh. 1-0 pitch on the way from Sydney Byers. Down the middle, strike one called. Anything can happen. But a 9-run lead with the way Kai Hanner's pitching.
Yeah, it makes a pretty tough mountain to climb, as they say.
There's a pitch that's high for ball two, 2-1 the count. But stranger things have happened. We will see when Gillespie bats in the bottom half of this inning. But they got to get out of the top half of the inning first. Toppers with a runner on first, only one down. Pitch to Wolf is popped up and off to the right side and out of play, 2-2 the count. Waiting on deck is Riley Hempkin, provided Wolf doesn't ground into a double play. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Alexis Wolf. Swing, foul tipped, caught, and that'll be strike three. Wolf down on strikes, first of the day for Sydney Byers. And that brings up Riley Hempkin, who's 2-for-3 on the day. And she fouls this one straight back for strike one. Hempkin, an infield single and scored in the fifth, an RBI single in the sixth, and was stranded at third. The 0-1 pitch to Hempkin, inside for ball one. Tried to get her to chase the pitch inside, but Hempkin, good plate discipline. The 1-1 pitch. Fouled off to the right side, and it's now 1-2 on the topper left fielder. Some of the softballs being thrown back in to play.
Don't think we have too many left.
No, three of them are on the roof, yeah. The 1-2 pitch on the way from Sydney Byers to Riley Hempkin. Grounded up the middle. Jarman dies for it, has it, and can't make a play as there was nobody covering second base and there's no way she was going to throw out Hempkin at first. So another infield single for Riley Hempkin means there's runners on first and second, still two down for the ninth place hitter, Hannah Compton. Compton 0-for-1 on the day with a sacrifice and a hit by pitch. She's also struck out. She was stranded on second in the sixth inning. Pitch is high for ball one. Hillsboro looking for run number 10, possibly 11 here, depending on the hit. Gillespie trying to get out of it. The 1-0 pitch swung on and grounded softly to the shortstop, Jarman. She has it, fires the first for the third out of the inning. So Hillsboro strands a pair of runners, but they come out to the field trying to end this ball game. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Toppers lead Gillespie 9-0. We'll be right back after these messages. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from Gillespie High School. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning and the last chance for romance here for the Miners as they are down 9-0 in the bottom of the seventh against Hillsboro. Leading off for the Miners will be Allie Clay, followed by Sydney Henricks and Lexi Bussman. If anybody can reach, it'll be Sydney Byers, we believe. I think Sydney Henricks is still in this game. She's supposed to bat second. I don't know. Is that her? I think it is.
Of course, wearing a warm-up jacket. Can't see the number for sure, so.
So the first pitch off the bat of Clay is fouled straight back for strike one. Clay on the day is 1-for-1 with an infield single. Caught's trying to steal second. She also had a successful sacrifice. The second pitch she sees is in the dirt for ball one. Count is even at one apiece.
Kai Hanner looking for another shutout on her resume. Already has 9 strikeouts in this ball game with no walks.
There's a pitch that's high for ball two, and the Miners dugout loud, hoping for a rally to start here. Starting with Allie Clay. The 2-1 pitch on the way to the Gillespie center fielder. On the inside corner, called strike two. Hillsborough looking for a very good South Central Conference win here today. The 2-2 pitch popped up on the infield. Who's going to take it? The third baseman Major calling for it, and she makes the catch for the first out of the inning. And with one out, that brings up Sydney Henricks, who started today's game as the pitcher.
I think fatigue finally got to her in that one inning.
Most likely.
Just didn't have, and like I say, she was having control issues just where she's locating the pitches, period.
Oh, good rip right into left center field for at least a single. Might stretch it for extra bases. No, she won't as she takes a wide turn and stops at first base. So a one-out single off the bat of Sydney Henricks. That could be a rally starter.
Get a little frustration out for Sydney there. Getting a nice bang there.
And that brings up Lexi Busman now, who is 0-for-2 on the day. Bats with the runner on first. One out. She grounds it to the shortstop. Hooley fires to second for one, and no throw to first. So, fielder's choice brings us to 2 outs now and a runner on first. And that brings up Sydney Byers, the now pitcher in today's ball game for Gillespie. Last chance to dance. Inside pitch. Ball 1-2, Sydney Byers. Byers 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts on the day. Hanner looking to end it here. There's a pitch in the dirt for ball 2. Waiting on deck is Hannah Barrett if Byers can extend the game. 2-0 pitch on the way to Sydney Byers from Kai Hanner. Looking for a shutout. Down the middle, called strike one. Hillsborough leading 9-0. They scored 1 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, and 6 in the sixth inning. Swing and a miss, and now Gillespie down to their last strike. The count 2-2 in this bottom of the seventh inning. Hanner looking in. The pitch on the way to Sydney Byers. Off-speed pitch, grounded foul. You had to know that was coming.
Although I think that's the key, is you don't for sure know it's coming. It might be the just high heat. And
yep.
You won't get your bat off your shoulder in time if you're thinking changeup.
And the sun has made a cameo today. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Sydney Byers. Fouled off to the right side and out of play. Good job by Byers, staying alive. Hanner will take a few steps around the mound and step up to the mound, looking for the final strike of the game. 2-2 pitch, grounded foul again off to the right side. Good at bat here by the Gillespie pitcher.
I think the biggest difference I noticed about Kai Hanner is she's got the same stuff at the end of the game now as she does at the beginning. When she was younger, she had great stuff early, but she kind of lose a little velocity as the game went on. It looks to me like she keeps pretty good velocity all the way into the seventh inning here.
So the 2-2 pitch on the way from Kai Hanner to Sydney Byers. Off-speed pitch, but it looped into left center field. It's going to drop for extra bases. They're going to hold one, or they're going to wave the runner in. Could be a play at the plate. She is safe. The tag not there. Gillespie's on the board. Ooh, that was risky, not sliding, but boy, did she get it. That's the RBI double off the bat of Sydney Byers. I wasn't sure she was going to make it after a good relay by Hillsborough.
Was well thrown, but the throw was just off enough that when she caught the ball, she couldn't make the tag as the runner went by.
You know, had she slid, she might have been out.
So. You're right. It slowed her up.
So that'll bring up Hannah Barrett with a runner on second and two down, and Barrett swings and misses at a fastball there. The shutout, no more, but still a well-pitched game for Kai Hanner. 9-1 our score in the bottom of the seventh. Miner still at bat. And ball high called to the ninth-place hitter for Gillespie. Waiting on deck is Riley Jarman if Barrett can extend the game. Barrett 0-for-1. The strikeout, and she hits it into center field. Shockey coming in, dives and makes the catch to end the ball game. What a play! What an exclamation point put on the end of this game. That's going to do it. Hillsborough wins 9-1. We'll take a break and wrap this one up here on the other side. You're listening to WSMI. We're right back after these messages. What a game for Kai Hanner. What a game for Katie Shockey, who got the score.
Ended it, didn't she?
Yeah, she ended it.
What a heck of a play.
What a play. What a defensive play. She'll be our Diamonds and Dogs player of the game. Also has our play of the game. Which one do you want to give it to, her home run or her diving catch to end it?
Well, since the offense ended up plating nine, her home run, even though it was the start, you got to figure that play just ended any potential rally, which started to happen there in that seventh inning. So why not give it that diving catch in center field?
We'll go with it. Katie Shockey, the Diamonds and Dogs play of the game, the diving catch in center to end it. I don't know that would have mattered much because it was 9-1 at that point, but still, what a play she made, and she was fired up making the catch. So Diamonds and Dogs play of the game. Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsborough, the best double play combination in town. Mother's Day is coming up. Go there for all your Mother's Day shopping needs, or if you want to spoil your pooch, you can kill two birds with one stone. Our final score again, Hillsborough 9, Gillespie 1. Carl DeBar, final thoughts?
Well, like I say, the one inning, it just untracked Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney Hendricks.
It basically was just, well, she lost a little bit of her velocity, probably pitched yesterday, I'm not sure, but a couple miscues, and it's amazing how six runs could score this. Probably should have ended up a 3-1 game.
Yeah.
It was 3-4-1,
very
well-pitched
game up to that point,
right,
but
changed it completely.
A three-run game turned into a nine-run game. The final score, 9-1. And that's it. Once again, our final score, Hillsborough 9, Gillespie 1. We want to thank all of our sponsors, for without them, none of this is possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on this broadcast. For without them, we cannot bring you high school sports. So please go out and patronize those businesses. Thanks to our producer back in the studio, Jen Graham. She did a great job as always. And finally, thanks to our hosts, Gillespie High School. They treat us so well every time we come here. For Carl DeBar, this is David Jenkins. Again, our final score, Hillsborough wins over Gillespie 9-1. This is David Jenkins saying so long from Gillespie.